Houston is hot, but the people are cool. You are in Rhonda's Lounge listening to Artist of Houston podcast. Stick around, listen up. It's going to be great.
Welcome to Artist of Houston podcast. You are in Rhonda's Lounge listening to Artist of Houston. So, today I have a friend of a friend. This is how things work around here. I'm very excited. Miss Sylvia Pinta Souza is going to be in the studio talking to us about her work. And you can find her at sps-art.com, where she has a very big website with a lot of wonderful, colorful paintings. She says she likes to make beautiful images with intense contrasts of color, light, and shadow. Texture and shape are enough to make my senses vibrate. So we're very happy to have Miss Sylvia in the studio to talk about her upcoming show at Archway Gallery on Dunlavy, June 2nd. So let's welcome Sylvia. Souza. How's that? Sounds good?
Sounds perfect.
So I was recommended, you were recommended to me by my good friend Isabel, who is a member of the Archway Gallery, which is, I guess, where you guys have become friends, or do you know each other from another?
We knew each other from another
friendship
event, but
okay.
Yes, but now I got to know her a lot better, and I got to like her a lot more.
Oh, of course. To know her is to love her, totally. That's how I feel. And she gave me your name, and I was very happy about that. I looked at your art, and I was like, yeah, definitely, you got to get you on the show. So we're very happy you came in to talk to us.
Well, thank you for having me.
To us. It's just me here. I'm not two people, FYI.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
Having a plural moment. Okay. Anyway. So let's start at the beginning. Did you go to art school?
Yes, I went to art school in England.
Okay.
In London. It was called Byam Shaw, and I said it was called because now it's part of St. Martin's, and they joined, you know.
Okay.
And it was a wonderful school at the time, and I was there for 4 years.
Okay.
And then after that, I met my husband in London.
Okay.
He's from Brazil.
Okay.
So we went to Brazil, and there I continued at the university, but with printing. I did mostly printing,
nice.
You know,
okay.
All the etching, silkscreen, woodcut.
Do you do any of those now? Because you do a lot of painting now,
no,
yes?
No, well, that's the thing. I did that in Brazil for as long as I was there, and then when we came here 25 years ago, I, for some reason, just decided I wanted to paint, because when you print, in printing there are a lot of steps that you have to follow, and from the moment you start to the moment when you see the results, it takes a long time and a lot of work.
You needed some instant gratification.
I wanted some instant gratification.
Okay.
And that I could only get with painting.
Okay.
So I've been painting since I've been here more than 25 years.
Wow, nice. And you're from?
I am originally from Colombia.
Okay.
And but I left Colombia a long time ago. A long time ago.
Yeah.
And so
now you ended up in London to go to school. Was that something that was very deliberate, or did you have a family that brought you there? Or,
no,
I mean, that was a ways away from South America. So
no, I made the decision to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I could.
Nice! I was going to say, you're quite the
because
lady.
Because I was lucky enough to be able to do it.
Wonderful.
And you know, and actually I went there because I did architectural draftsmanship in Colombia, and I wanted to follow it up with interior design. And but when I got there and I visited all these museums, I said, no, I want to be an artist. I want to be a painter. And my mother was an artist all her life.
Oh, wow. That's so good.
And even just 2 months before she died, well, she was living in Florence, Italy.
She won
a gold medal in the Florence Biennale for his life work.
Okay.
So, yeah, I grew up.
That's so awesome.
Sitting with her, watching her paint, and me drawing next to her.
I have a mother who influenced me. Like, she had ordered, there was a contest in this magazine called the TV Guide, which I don't think anyone ever buys anymore, even if it's in print. Something here in the U.S.
Okay.
Tell you what television shows were going to be coming on.
Yeah.
Even though there were only three networks. Like, did we
know that? Yes, I remember
but
that.
It was an advertisement for a class or lessons or whatever, correspondence course, and my mother had bought it, and I found it when I was like 5 years old, and there was like a picture of a hobo, and he had to like put his pants on, like plaid pants and polka dot pants and whatever. And when I saw it, I went, oh my God, I want to do this. I want to draw. So I had aspirations my whole life to become that artist, but I never, and my mother too, she's very crafty, but she never worked at it all the time. So you're so fortunate that you had a mother that was like doing it, and I'm sure she nurtured
time,
you.
Full time. And she never pushed me to do it, but she was happy that I chose that path.
Of course.
And so, yeah.
I've pushed my daughters. I'm like, but, you know, I've said it on the podcast before. I'm like, the paintings don't paint themselves. Like, you have to do it. You have
to
work.
Exactly.
So hard. So
it is.
Okay, so that sounds like an exciting, wonderful beginning. I am jealous already. That's amazing.
No, don't be jealous. I can see your work here, and it's wonderful.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. So from London, you got the husband. And
to Brazil.
To Brazil.
And then after 10 years in
which
Brazil,
I'm sure that had to be a good influence. I haven't been to Brazil, but I've had Brazilian artists on here, and they're so colorful, and the work is,
yes, yes, but you get a little bit of everything.
Everything.
And, but, yes, I went also to a place where it's called Parque Lage, where they also, it was, they had studios like you have here.
Mm-hmm.
And, there were lots of artists there that were wonderful. Mm-hmm. And of course, you're looking at their work all the time. You get influenced by them as well.
Yeah.
But I never worked in an environment where artists are working together at the same time. Unless, I mean, it was simply because I went there to take classes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I went to those studios. But when I work, I like to work alone because I want to do something that is my own,
mm-hmm.
and I know that if I work constantly with other artists, if I paint with other people around me painting at the same time, I will be influenced by everybody, and I will have...
I worry about that,
You know, but when I'm alone, it's me, I'm alone. And I once heard in Brazil an artist, he was in his 70s, and he decided to leave the city and live in the countryside to work, and he said, I'm doing this because I want to be myself, and when I'm working by myself in the countryside, I do what I think I should do, what I want to do, and if I do it wrong, well, I am wrong, but it's me who is wrong. I'm not wrong along with all the others, because I'm not the result of all the others influencing me, no.
Exactly.
If I'm wrong, but alone. It's my own wrong way, but it's mine.
Making art, I read it's like, making art is such a solitude event. I am a little bit of a social, you know, butterfly here. But I also love to have that time, too, to yourself. It's so important.
It is very important. But then at the same time, you know, being at Archway Gallery, where you work with 30 other artists, that gives me that moment of sharing with them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that to me is so important. You know, it's like 50%. 50% is me, my studio painting, and then the other 50 is sharing with the other artists, you know, the work that we do together.
Right.
And that's, so I have both good worlds.
Both of those worlds are very important, and it's good to be around other artists just for feedback. Just to have someone that another insane person.
Exactly, we're 31 insane people.
That is called an insane asylum. No, it's like at least I'm not alone. in this pursuit, which is seems so difficult sometimes.
Oh, it's very, I mean, it's a big support because, yeah. like, you know, I'm having my exhibition now in June, and it's not just me. Mm-hmm. It feels like this exhibition is mine,
helping.
But share with all the others because all the others have a stone one on top of the other,
okay.
a foundation that, you know, has built up to my exhibition. You know, everybody
yeah.
has something, a job to do
mm-hmm.
to help in my exhibition.
That's
and
great.
That is for every artist every month.
That's good.
So it's not me working alone. No, we are a team
yeah.
working to have my show succeed.
That's awesome.
Yes. So you don't feel alone.
You have to have that. Even though there is, like, even though you may be in the studio for a long time alone making the work, and you have those times when you get feedback and you have friendship and you have all those things, but you need a lot of mentoring and nurturing. You need other people to understand and help. And so you have some, like, real physical help, too, with putting the show together. That's amazing. I know Archway is a very good situation for it's very, very nice. I like it. All the shows are very good, so it's wonderful.
Yes.
Good.
Yes. No, it's...
Tell me, you work in series for the most part, or...?
Yes, because mm-hmm. the reason is because, you know, like, each solo exhibition that I have a theme
mm-hmm.
for that exhibition, right? So that theme starts a new series.
Okay.
So...
How do you come up with that? What's the inspiration for a series? Do you...
I think the series is actually something that helps me be organized
sure.
because I'm the type of person, you know, a lot of artists follow one path and one idea and they develop that path and that idea to the maximum and they just do it all the time and works perfect for them,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm not like that, you know. I feel whatever I look at that to me is like something that it's beautiful enough for me to put into a painting, I would do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a flower, a
mm-hmm.
house, a town, a person, an animal. It doesn't matter. If I find it beautiful enough, because to me it has to be beautiful. To me, beauty is number one, you know.
Yeah.
Then I want to paint it. So, but
okay.
I cannot just paint
everything
at
the
same time. So no, I just choose one theme and I just go with that theme.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it series because once I have that exhibition with that theme, I leave it aside and then I work on another one. But maybe 5 years later, I look back at that series that I did 5 years before and I say, oh my God, I can develop it even farther. So I retake it.
Yeah.
You know,
nice.
And that's the way I organize my work,
yes.
you know, so it doesn't feel like loose, like,
yeah,
you know.
It's good. No, I don't think most artists are willy-nilly. I think most artists do have a lot of discipline and direction in their head, at least, if not, you know. And so you having this organization.
Yeah, that's the way I organize myself.
You can't get anything done if you're, you know.
Right.
So,
I organize it like that. Like, you know, this exhibition is called Dwellings, and it's mainly of towns, you know.
Okay.
Towns, I've seen towns I had visited.
Okay.
And, you know, I did my DNA.
Okay.
And my DNA says I am 75% Iberian, meaning Portuguese, Spanish.
Okay. Uh-huh.
25% Native American.
Ooh.
But you have to understand, America is from the
sure.
tip, north tip of Alaska to the south of Argentina.
Yeah.
That's America.
Yeah.
So being Native American means I am from somewhere there. And I'm sure it's from South America, but
yeah.
nevertheless, Native American. So,
yeah.
In my exhibition, you will see towns from Portugal, from Spain, and South America, because that's like my DNA.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and so.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
That's great.
Right.
Did you are you finished with all your work? Because the show is June 2nd. Is that correct? The opening.
Yeah. Well, I can go on for a long time, but
uh-huh.
right now I'm. In these days, you know, I'm doing the last things that I need to do, like
mm-hmm.
organizing the paintings and, you know, the frames and
mm-hmm.
everything, and
mm-hmm.
also doing some advertising, yeah. you know, and yeah. you need to work on these things and mm-hmm. the photos, and yeah. it's a lot of work. It's just
so
not the painting,
work.
You know. It's
no.
a lot of
yeah.
and to having the invitations made, and
yeah,
it takes quite a lot of time. But I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. I will be ready on the 2nd.
Okay. So June 2nd, what time?
From 5 to 8.
5 to 8 at Archway Gallery, located on what's this? The Dunlavey, the street number?
2305 Dunlavey. Between West Gray and West Heimer.
Okay. Yes. It is also an awesome place to do life drawing on Sunday mornings, 10 to 12.
Yes. We have many events during my
exhibition. Many events. I want to do this pie party one of these days,
yes.
whenever that happens.
We don't know still if we're going to have one in June, but
mm-hmm.
maybe on the 30th of June, like for the closing of the show.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
And maybe, you know.
Okay.
And on the 8th of June in the evening, we're going to have a concert
oh,
in
nice.
The gallery. And on the 24th, it's a Sunday, 24th, I think
okay.
Sunday is 24th, we're going to have another event with music and dance.
Okay.
And maybe the pie, so I don't know, we don't know for sure, but I hope.
Well, it sounds exciting.
We have it, yes.
I gotta get all this stuff on my calendar. You can go to archwaygallery.com and find all these events and the dates in case you didn't have your pencil ready. But definitely put June 2nd on the books to go see Sylvia's show, Dwellings. You've been working as an artist your whole life as well.
Practically?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I work as a nurse, but I mean, I started out to want to be that artist that worked. I mean, you know, I get a little angry sometimes that I'm kind of like late, but I'm here now, so I'm always very in admiration of the artist who's worked their whole life as a professional artist. It's wonderful.
Thank you, but you know, Rhonda, don't lose hope.
No.
Because
I'm
I see your work here, and it's beautiful.
Thank you.
And we also have in Archway artists who have other jobs.
Yeah.
Have really,
I've reconciled that. It's a good thing. It takes the pressure off of me, kind of thing. So I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? It's okay. But I'm still in admiration. That's good. Good for you.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you. Well, I'm lucky. I'm very lucky to be able to do
yeah.
it. You know, really, I'm aware of that.
Good. Tell me, you've mentioned your husband, and I got to meet him, so it's difficult with families too. So have you ever had any conflict or anything where you were, when you were trying to become an artist or be,
no,
once
no,
you were
that,
working?
On the contrary. Well, when he was working, he's an engineer and
uh-huh.
he works in the oil field.
Mm-hmm.
When he was working, yes, of course, it was a little difficult because he traveled a lot and,
mm-hmm.
and I had to, you know, handle everything plus painting on you
yeah.
know, myself. But then he decided to, when all this crisis in the oil business
mm-hmm,
came up,
mm-hmm.
he decided, time to retire.
Okay.
And right now, he is
more busy, I bet.
He's helping me with everything. He takes
great.
Care of my website. He takes my paintings where they need to be taken. He's just my, like
can
the song,
I,
you know,
can
the,
I have
the wind under my wings.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I would say he's the storm under my wings.
Ooh,
because
that's wonderful.
Oh my God, he does everything. He says, you know, if I need to take my painting somewhere, say, no, you stay here in your studio, work.
Keep
that's
working.
What you need to do, that's what you want to do, work. I do all the rest
that's
for
awesome.
You.
That's awesome.
So
yeah.
that's what he's doing.
Everybody needs a person like that.
Oh,
every artist needs a person
everybody
like that.
Everybody in the gallery
that.
Is jealous of me because
of course.
Of Marco.
Marco is amazing. I'm going to spend a little time talking. No, I'm joking. If you, Sylvia, could talk to your younger self, what advice? Do you have anything you would change or, you know?
To my younger self?
About your career. Is there anything you... I was about to say I hate to say the word regret, but I will say that I don't hate to say the word regret because I'm reading this book by David White. And he says that people that talk about regrets is usually to say, I don't have any regrets. But the truth is regret means that you you were doing a lot of things, and that you learned from something that didn't quite work out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yes.
Maybe saying if you have any regrets doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing, but maybe something that it taught you.
Well, I don't think I would do the. The question would be different. I mean, because I mean regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have many regrets in many ways, but you're
mm-hmm.
thankful for many other things.
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
But I will ask the question differently. I will
of
change
course.
Your question completely.
Go ahead.
I would say if I had to choose another profession,
okay.
that is not art.
Okay.
What would I, have I done?
Okay.
I would be a historian.
Oh, okay.
I'm passionate for history. I just love history.
Okay.
And I read history all the time, and it's my passion.
Okay.
Besides painting, so no, I don't regret. But if I had gone back and had to be made to take another
yes,
profession,
so you can't be an artist. You have to be something
exactly.
else.
Exactly. If I were in a different situation and I had to, you know,
you would do that.
I would be a historian.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You and I had a little bit of a early conversation about what made me want to do this podcast, and I told you that I listen to a lot of podcasts, and so I listen to a lot of podcasts, and one of my favorite is Hardcore History. Have you ever heard of that one? You got to check it out. This guy is so animated, he'll tell you like, okay, and until the Hun came, and was, you know, whatever. So I don't know. I couldn't be a historian. I would have to get a brain transplant. But that's awesome. It's very interesting. You check that out. I'm sure you would like it. You
okay.
can live both lives, the artist life and the historian life, both of them.
Yeah.
How much time do you spend in your studio a day?
All day long.
How much do you paint?
Oh, normally I start like 9:30, 10,
uh-huh.
and I paint until there is no more daylight.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah.
If I don't bring you food, I'm really gonna be jealous. If
no,
that's
but
true.
But he says, "What are we going to have for lunch?" And I say, "We're going to have a salad." What do I chop?
So great.
He goes chop everything, and I just go
awesome.
And toss the salad and
awesome.
Make it.
That's
so
nice.
we are actually a team in every sense of the word. But I do paint a lot because. I don't paint fast.
Mm-hmm.
I paint very slow.
Me too. Yeah.
I detail is like important to me, although I want to get rid of it, but it just comes back.
I know.
Again
I have
and
the same
again
problem.
And again.
Yeah.
And so I'm a slow painter. So,
okay.
you know, in one day I might accomplish what other artists accomplish in 1 hour, but that's me. You know,
yeah.
that's how I do things. That's
yeah.
how I paint. And so, you know, I might be able to splash paint one day,
okay.
but not yet.
I gotcha.
And
I
don't know if I ever do,
way.
Because it's just not my way.
No,
you know?
It's not my way either. I'm very much in the representational art genre, and I'm happy to be there. So
yes.
I just continue. I find a lot of happiness in, you know, interpreting nature. And especially people.
That's
so,
how, that's what I do.
Yeah, I know.
And I enjoy it. I like it. And
I know.
You know, I try to be sometimes a little bit more loose.
Sure.
You know, in the way I paint. You know, instead of using a brush, I use spatulas that I make myself with. You know, plastic and you know
uh-huh.
then I and that has worked. That has worked. And but no, I am detailed and it takes a long time.
I know.
So
I
that's
absolutely
why
know
I work a lot. Many, 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 many hours.
Do you get to go to the gym?
Every morning.
No way.
Yes.
I wanted you to give me permission not to go to the gym. I'm so tired of the gym. But that was the late.
Every morning.
My latest conversation with myself. Rhonda, you have to just go to the gym first before you go to the studio.
Every morning we go to the gym at like around 6:30, 7.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
We exercise from Monday to Friday.
Very good.
Yes.
You have a good lifestyle going on there. Good for you.
We discipline.
Discipline.
You have to have a little bit of discipline.
Oh, yeah.
To accomplish anything.
Yeah, you do.
Right?
This is true.
And yeah, exercise in the morning is important because
yeah.
you do it.
It starts the whole day.
And that's it. You don't think about it anymore during the whole day. You, during the evening when you're tired and hungry, and you think about going to the gym. No. It doesn't work.
Thinking about the remote control.
Do it in the morning, and then when you come back home, you feel so much better.
Yeah, I know, it's the answer, it really is.
Yes.
Even when people are like, I'm stiff or I can't do this, I'm like, the answer is movement. So whatever it takes, do that.
Swimming is a great exercise.
Yeah, just stretching, being flexible, I think is a very good thing for...
Walking.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Really,
no,
I
nice
really
places
encourage
here
you
in
to
Houston.
Do that. I encourage you because, you know, I said to people say, yeah, you might die young. And I said, yes, but healthy. You know, I might die tomorrow, but I'm dying healthy.
That's right. You don't know what tomorrow is. It's true.
Yeah,
but it makes you feel so good, and it's good for you. And I'm sure it clears your spider webs, so you get to the studio and you do a better job.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you work in acrylic oils. What's your medium?
Acrylic is my medium. I love it. I love it a lot because with acrylic, I can stretch the properties of acrylic to the maximum. Like I can use it as paste.
Okay.
Or I can use it as watercolor.
Uh-huh.
You
nice.
See, I
yeah.
can, you know, I have many paintings that have layers and layers and layers and layers of washes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it depends in, you know, where I like it very light and very strong, you know, the color. Another thing is I like it to dry fast.
Yes.
With oil, it takes forever, and I like to change things fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's contradiction to my saying that I paint slowly.
No.
It's just that I need to know that I have to change that color
mm-hmm.
fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm not waiting until tomorrow to see if I can change it or not.
Yeah.
And so, no, I like to put that color on, turn around, do something, and a minute later.
Yeah.
Turn around, dry.
Yeah.
Keep working on it.
Is there a brand of acrylic that you prefer over anything, any other?
No, you know,
tools
I don't, because sometimes, you know, you go to buy and then they have a special acrylic that just came in, or there is a sale of this good one.
Mm-hmm.
So no, as long as they are good quality, no.
Yeah, I just learned something for everyone. I don't know if you know this, that there are three grades of paint, obviously a student grade, a professional grade, and an artist grade. And apparently, I didn't know that. Did you know that?
But you know,
I just
for
thought
example,
there were two.
No, because there's one that you use, the one that, the number one,
uh-huh.
you can use it like for the background when you are painting. Sometimes, you know, I paint the canvas in one color. So that's
okay.
the color that gives unity to the painting. Okay, that you don't need to use the expensive one for that one because you are simply putting a background.
Yeah.
It's good. I mean, it's not going to come
good.
Off or
that's
anything like
know.
That.
Yeah.
But then you will, on top of that, with the better quality.
Yeah. I didn't think... I do organize like that because I paint like I'm in the Depression. Like, you know, I try to make the paint last forever and don't want to paint long. But I didn't think about, like, the background on how I'm going to approach it. That's a great idea. Thank you, Sylvia.
No, well, I'm not an expert, but that's what I do.
Put that in my pocket and use it for sure. So, you have a long CV on your web. Actually, tell everyone what your website is so we can go and look at all the paintings and the work you have there.
It's hyphen art.com. SPS as Sylvia Pinto Souza.
Okay.
Hyphen art.com.
Okay. And are you on Instagram?
Do you know, I was,
mm-hmm.
and I stopped using Instagram, and now I'm going to come back to it. I stopped using Instagram because I'm from another generation. I don't know how to use this in social media. I really don't, and I don't go to Facebook or Instagram like every day or every week to post things. I don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, you know, I don't know how to use this,
mm-hmm.
but my friends have encouraged me, you know, you have to go back, you have to do this, I teach you how to do it, you know, I will make you, you know, enjoy it, so I'm going to go back have my friends help me.
Let me know when you get on Instagram and on the website of artistofhouston.com when I write your bio, you people, listening, in case you didn't get the website address or anything,
it's www.sps-art.com.
There you go.
Or you can go to Archway Gallery and website, mm-hmm. and then you find me there. You find me there because I'm one of the artists.
It'll be, I'll have it listed on my website too, so people will find you all over the internet. You're going to be all over the internet whether you want it or not.
Thank you, Rhonda.
So,
and thank you, Isabel, for putting me in contact with Rhonda.
Isabel, I am looking forward to your show. I want to see. I usually try to visit the art studios of the artists that I interview. It happens very organically because the Sawyer Yards, and there's so many people here that I usually talk to. So I have some history with having seen the paintings or the space or something. So I'm looking very much forward to doing it backwards, but doing it, and coming out to Archway Gallery June 2nd and visiting your show.
Well, looking forward to seeing you there.
Yeah.
And everybody else.
Okay. Do you teach or have classes or any of those things?
No,
you're too busy making your own work.
I don't teach. I used to, you know, I got into a program that was a long time ago that a Dutch friend artist got me into. Mm-hmm. And but I realized that it was just taking too much time, mm-hmm. you know, even though the class was like an hour and a half, it's just not that hour. It's
no,
only preparation for that class.
Yeah.
And then after the class, it took the whole afternoon.
Sure.
You know, but, and so I think that's,
yeah, it's too
much. I'm a little selfish with my time.
That's okay. You can do that. Plus you have Marco, you have to take care of him.
Yes. Oh my goodness. The storm under my wings.
He's taking care of you, lady. I'm pretty sure it's
absolutely,
like.
Totally.
I'm jealous. That's awesome.
Yeah, be jealous.
That's okay. That is okay. Well, Sylvia, it was delightful talking to you, and I thank you for coming. Thank you so much for coming, and thank Isabel again. And looking forward to the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
You too.
Appreciate the time you took, and I hope everybody gets to a chance to get to Archway Gallery June 2nd to see your show. If you have any questions, you missed something, check out the notes on artistofhouston.com. You can find it there, and we're on iTunes. Make sure you tell your friends, come join us, and remember that our studios are open every second Saturday, 12 to 5 here in the Sawyer Yards. And also, big shout out for me, on June 7th at Boheme, I'm going to be having a benefit for the podcast. So if you want to have a drink and give me some of the money, I would like you to come out and do that. June 7th at Boheme. That is an event powered by fresharts.org. Check them out also. Okay, guys, a lot of stuff going on. Get out. Have fun. Have a nice summer.